So how you doing?
How you guys doing?
We're doing well, thanks.
That's good. Good to hear.
Hey, just, when you look at the 49ers, just what impresses you most about their defense?
How physical they are, how fast they fly around on the football field, and how sound they are. I mean, they don't miss many tackles. They make the right play. They're always near the ball, and so it's pretty impressive.
And then, consequently, what do you feel, what do you like most about the way you guys are playing right now?
Well, I think that the thing is that we're staying on schedule. You know, we're on the offensive side of the ball, we're staying on schedule. We're keeping it third and short. We're making plays in the red zone. Guys are really capitalizing. Guys have stepped up. You know, our offensive line is back, which is really nice to have. So, you know, we played like maybe four or five games without our left tackle, our Pro Bowl left tackle, our Pro Bowl center, and our right tackle. So, and we were able to be successful in those games still. And so I think the big thing about us is, and our defense is playing really strong too. And so when the whole team is making plays and doing the right things at the right time, you know, it gives us a chance to win.
So what would you say, you know, you obviously started every game as a rookie now in your second year, but what's the biggest thing Pete Carroll did for you to, I guess, not ease you into the NFL, but to bring you so quickly up to speed in the NFL game? What's the biggest contribution he's given to you?
Well, I think the first thing, you know, I have to, you know, give credit to Coach Carroll and John Schneider for just giving me a chance. You know, it's one of those things that sometimes you just need an opportunity. You know, I think the other thing is, too, you know, it was one of those things where Coach Carroll and Coach Bevel, my offensive coordinator, you know, my first year, we were just, you know, from game one to game two to game three and so on, we were just trying to progress from week in to week out and you know, not put everything in, not overload me or anything like that, but just put a good amount on my plate, but not too much, you know. And so, you know, now it's to the point where, you know, I've learned so much and I've really grown in that aspect and I've really learned how to study. You know, I meet with Coach Carroll every Monday. We spend time together and just talk football and talk about our next opponent and everything that's going to happen throughout the week and just I really get my mind relaxed. And another thing is he's so positive. That positive synergy that he brings to the table, you know, really affects our team in a positive way. We want to play for him. We want to give our best every single practice, and then it translates to the game.
Did that Thursday night game last year against the 49ers, did that signal kind of the end of the training wheels for you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was one of those things that, you know, we played in a tough game. What was the score? 13-7, maybe, I believe. I'm not sure exactly, but I believe that was the score. And it was a close game. It was a tough battle in a tough environment. We knew it was going to be a game like that. And so, you know, after that game, that's kind of when we really opened up the playbook and allowed me just to go. And so ever since then, that's when it kind of my game just elevated a little bit more each week, you know, week in and week out. And my goal is to progress every week. It's not to you know, do something crazy special or anything like that. It's just can I be better than I was last week? And when I focus on that, when I study that way, when I try to learn and critique my game every day, it gives me a chance to play at a high level.
Russell, there was a perception, maybe it was more last year, but that, you know, you guys were dominant at home and then you were just kind of another team when you went on the road. Do you think you've changed that perception this year? And I don't know if you still hear that. Is that bothersome at all?
Well, I believe we started to change that last year, you know, and then, you know, the huge one we had over Chicago last year on the road was a big turning point for us and our football team, and we went on a nice run there. But I think, you know, we're just so much more mature. You know, we all know that every trip's a business trip. We're focused on what we need to do, and every game, doesn't matter where it is, home or away, you know, anytime, any place, we'll be ready to go, and our goal is to go 1-0 every week. We truly treat every week as a championship week, and that's what we've kind of you know, been talking about it, you know, ever since last year, really. And so that's what we've really been trying to focus on, and it's enabled us to play at a higher level, even on the road, and it's allowed us to relax and be poised and not worry about, you know, all the things that are going on around you, more so focusing on the white lines and what's going on inside the white lines.
How do you guys prepare for road games, just in terms of practicing with noise and things like that?
Well, you know, Coach Carroll, he's always playing music. He's always playing crowd noise and all that stuff, home or away. So that's how we prepare, though. You know, tons of noise, tons of music going on, and just we practice fast. You know, I think that's the thing that we have to really focus on. I know the one thing that I focus on is just really being great with my eyes, even in the huddle. I'm really communicating with guys, making sure I'm grabbing guys' attention, and so that way, you know, come game time, you know, there's no hesitation to what I'm calling or what I'm saying.
Would you say that the home crowd, as loud as your home crowd is in Seattle, that helps you prepare for road games just because you're operating in that environment?
Yeah, I mean, our crowd is sensational. They're so loud every week. So yeah, I think it definitely does. You know, we're not afraid to go, you know, on the road and play in a tough environment. You know, I think it's one of the things that we look forward to, just to be able to, you know, go on the road and realize that it's a business trip and it's going to be a tough game. We know it's going to be a tough battle, and so we look forward to those opportunities. And so, you know, I think it definitely does help us. We're not surprised by anything. We know, you know, the 49er Stadium is going to be extremely loud. They're going to bring so much energy, and we know that we're going to have to play our A-plus game. We have a lot of respect for what they do and how they're coached and their players. They have tons of, you know, talented players on their defense and offense, and so we're going to really have to play our A-plus game.
You know, we all know about the rivalry that the Seahawks and 49ers have developed, but, you know, you're also playing against another great young quarterback, and I wonder if you think this could develop into like a long-term series with you and Colin playing against each other, and interested in your impressions of him.
Well, Colin's, you know, a tremendous person. Just in, you know, first of all, he's a great athlete. He can make all the throws. He can run extremely well. You know, he's a smart kid too. So it's one of those things that, you know, I hope to play him for a long time. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, hopefully I'm playing for the Seahawks for a really long time. Hopefully he's playing for the 49ers for a really long time. And I have a lot of respect for his game. You know, he's probably a little faster than me just watching him. He can move extremely well. And so, you know, he's a very impressive player. And you know, he can make the big time throws too as well.
Do you have a relationship with him at all, Russell?
Not really. We're both so busy. You know, I've done some cool photo shoots and done some the commercial and the Madden commercial with him. So that was the time we probably hung out the most. But no, not really. Yeah, he's so busy during the season. He got so much going on. It's hard to keep up with people.
Hey, Russell, aside from, you know, helping your team or trying to help your team win football games on the field, what's the most important part of your job as a quarterback?
I think the most important thing, you know, there's several things. I think that, you know, to be a great quarterback, you have to have great leadership. You have to have great attention to detail. You have to have relentless competitive nature. Those are the three things that I would say that you have to have. And then the other thing is, can I make the other 10 guys in the huddle better? You know, no matter what the play is, no matter what the situation is, can I make them believe, and can I help them play at their best and facilitate the ball to the right guy at the right time? And that's what it really comes down to. And there's a lot more things that are involved in that and all that, but that's what it really, you know, basically comes down to.
Russell, there are three different styles, I guess, in that Ahmad Brooks and Alden Smith and Justin Smith, and how they get to the quarterback. Which of those three kind of catches your eyes the most?
All three of them at the same time. They're just they're really talented, man. I really, you know, obviously Justin's so strong. He's very physical. Alden's got all the moves. He knows how to get to the quarterback, and same thing with the D5. I mean, he knows how to get to the quarterback too. So I mean, you think about their front seven. You know, you think about 99. You think about 94 and 55. They just find a way to get to the quarterback. You know, and it's one of those things that you know, you have to really be looking out for all the time. I have a lot of respect for how they play. They play the game extremely physical and fast, and so it's gonna be a tough challenge for us, and we're excited about it.
Russell, in week two, I believe Justin had kind of a standing bull rush, and he kind of flattened Max Unger. Do you remember that play, and did you comment to Unger, I guess, during film review?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I commented or anything like that. I just remember, I remember that play. Yeah, I mean, Justin's so strong. He's so physical. He's been doing it for a long time. He's an extremely smart football player. And you can tell his intelligence out there, and his physicality really shows up every play.
Have you encountered another guy like Justin as far as with that bull rush move?
You know, we have some defensive linemen on our team that are pretty good at it. You know, so seeing it in practice, you know, you get used to. Yeah, I mean, he's probably one of the best ones at it for sure.
Russell, Colin's been scrutinized so much this season, people saying that he looks different this season than last season. What, if anything, have you seen that looks different about Colin?
I really haven't paid attention enough to really, to be honest with you, in terms of just because, you know, you have the games on Sundays, and usually they're playing at the same time. Usually, I'm watching the film that week of our next opponent, so I really haven't been able to really watch many games, to be honest with you, in terms of their offense or whatever. So I know that he's a great quarterback. I know he can make all the throws, and I'm going to have to bring my A-plus game. I know he's going to have an extremely good game, I'm sure, and so we're going to have to make sure that we do our best to stop him on the defensive side of the ball and, you know, offensively, you know, score as many points as we can, and then the goal is to score just one more point than they do.
Russell, you're obviously playing at a really high level. What would you say for you has been the difference from year one to where you are now? What's been the biggest step that you've made or the biggest challenge you've had to overcome?
Well, the biggest thing that I've learned and I've grown with, and like I said earlier, you know, I truly respect the process of learning. You know, it's a quest. I'm on a constant quest for knowledge, and from year one to year two, I've just learned so much more. I've truly learned how to study and my study habits and what I need to do to prepare myself for the game. And so it's a constant process, you know, and you know, I really make sure that I'm tuned in every practice, every play. I'm staying in the moment, and that studying has really elevated my game, I believe.
Russell, Colin described the rivalry by saying it's very physical. How would you describe it?
I would say the same thing. It's one of those games that you know it's going to be a war. You know, it's going to be a battle. I shouldn't use the word war, you know, it's going to be one of those things where it's going to be a very physical game, and it's going to be, a thing where it's going to be, we have to make sure that we take care of the football and make the game-altering plays when they're there. It's one of those things that the big plays are going to show up, and if we can make those big plays, whether if it's, you know, running the football or throwing the football, we'll give ourselves a chance.
All right, Russell, hey, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. Go Hawks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.